Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
And welcome to the show, the Kids for Love Project radio show, which actually started as the Kids for Love Project, which really is basically, I'm Deborah Beauvais, by the way, and basically teaching elementary school age children what love is all about, how to love themselves and love others. And there's just a number of things that we do. And we started in the Pawtucket, Rhode Island school system. And then came the show. And the show is all about inspiring other kids through these amazing, phenomenal kids that come on the show as my co-host and share all the glorious things that they're doing to inspire others, including the adults. So we welcome teachers and adults, everyone, to come and tell us what they're doing. So today we have the most amazing individual. Her name is Cece Hartford. She's 11 years old, and she is part of Katie's Crops that was started by Katie Stagliano. Now, Katie Stagliano, at 9 years old, she started growing. It started with a 40-pound cabbage. And she brought it home, and from there we'll let Cece and her mom Aisha Hartford is with us, and so we're going to dedicate the whole hour to them, telling us about Katie's Crops and how they got involved. So welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Hi. You're welcome, and it's an honor. And now you're in Maryland, and tell us how we can start with Cece, and you can share how you got involved with Katie's Crops.
So one night, my mom and I were watching the show. It was a rerun, right? A rerun of one of the episodes, and Katie was on it, and she was talking a little bit about Katie's Crops. So then I asked my mom if I was able to join, and since it was a rerun, that was actually the last day to sign up for Katie's Crops. So yeah, oh. So my mom and I did.
It was meant to be. So now, yes. Aisha, could you share more about Katie's Crops, what they actually do? I know that Cece has donated over 500 pounds of fresh food, but tell us a little bit about Katie's Crops so people will understand what it exactly is.
So Katie's Crops is a youth-based organization. Katie has a vision to have over 100 gardens across the footprint for the United States. She is almost there if she hasn't already exceeded that goal this year for 2017. So she's got pretty much a garden that's run by a young person in almost every state. There are two gardeners in Maryland alone.
Oops, we're missing you.
Are you there?
There you are.
There I am. Did I blank out a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, you need me to back up a little bit?
No, that's fine. You can continue.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just a youth-based organization where the young people they're given a grant from Katie's Crops, and the grant is solely used for them to purchase seeds, to till their beds, to really just have a garden, a full-fledged garden, and they can harvest 100% of their crops to families in need. A lot of the kids will actually choose organizations. They'll donate to food kitchens, soup kitchens, pantries, or as for Salitra, she's actually adopted a couple of families in the neighborhood.
Wow. And so I want to stress that this is fresh, real food from the garden.
Correct.
And
yes.
Yeah,
and so important in this day and age to learn. It's an education to get back to the basics of food, which, you know, back in the day, everyone had fresh food. And then back in the 40s, everything turned to preservatives and cans and longevity on the shelf forever. So I love that it's real food. And so, you know, so it's a whole program. Of how, if another child wants to get involved, it's a whole program that you follow from wherever you are, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
And so the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so it's actually a process of applying. Every October, the grants open up. You apply, and then the board will go through the applications along with the president, which is Stacy Stagliano, Katie's mom. And then they will choose who their growers are for the current growing season. That's when the grants are handed out at that point. And from there, they are responsible for keeping track of their harvest, who they donate to, how many pounds they donate every month, all of that. So everything is really pretty much logged into a portal.
Well, and so, Cece, do you keep track of all that?
Yes.
Wow. And now, do you have the choice of what vegetables to actually grow?
Yes, you do.
And what did you choose?
That was a lot. We did, we've done carrots, eggplant, cabbage. We've tried doing corn and broccoli. We're doing a bunch of herbs. We've done cucumbers. We've mostly got stuff to make like salads, not kinds, and lettuce. We also have had radishes, different types of and tomatoes, and different types of like varieties of different vegetables. Such as eggplants and lettuces and sweet potatoes and regular potatoes.
Wow.
Melons. Different varieties of melons.
That's a big garden.
Pretty much everything.
Yes. So when you started this and you received your grant, I mean, how do you make your garden? I mean, do you hire someone to dig up the soil to make it a certain size? Do you have people helping you plant the crops?
My mom and I, we told our local farm called Twin Hills Farm, and we told them that what I did, and they donated 3 plots to us at about 5x5.
About 5x5.
And feet or
correct
plots. So we have 3 of them. They donated to us, and this would be our second year having them.
Very good. Very good.
So. And then we have a garden at my elementary school. And
so you have an additional garden at the elementary school.
Yeah. And then I'm
now
and
is
then
that I'm, inspired by you? Cece, from getting involved with Katie's crops?
If I can interject, a little bit of both. The school already had a garden that the STEM club teacher had started a couple years ago in honor of a crossing guard that passed away. Unfortunately, it's a project that is very hard to keep up. So she was at a point where she just really needed help, and that's where Cece saw the opportunity that she could step in and offer some of her grant money to help revitalize the garden at school. So tell them a little bit about the garden at school. How many people are involved?
About 20 to 25 kids from ages from third grade to fifth grade are all in a garden club that we do. And we are there every Friday and every Monday.
Wow.
In the morning.
That's amazing. And so do you realize what you're teaching your fellow students with all of this, to get their hands in the dirt and plant food, you know, plant seeds and different things that they can make into meals and feed their bodies?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you surprised about all that you've accomplished already at 11 years old, Cece?
Yes.
Because from what I hear, since the age of 3, you've had a passion to help others. Now, why do you think so? I mean, what inspired you or made you start thinking about other people?
Because when I was 3, whenever we passed someone who was on the street or they were homeless and they were holding a sign, I didn't really understand what that meant. And then I asked my parents, what are people doing that with the signs? And they're telling us how some of them, they've been in problems or something in their life that, or, and like they're telling me a little bit about of who they are, and afterwards I wanted to help them.
Very good. So your heart is really big.
Yes.
And I always mention in every Kids for Love show that when you're giving, that you feel so good. And the reason you feel good is because it fills you up with love that you already are, but it just fills you up with more. It taps into that love that you are. So I'm really impressed with all that you've done at such a young age, because this is a big undertaking. And once you have your crops and they're ready to eat, how do you find the different people or the kids that are in need of healthy food?
So at the senior center, how did you find the senior center?
My mom, she found out our local senior center that we have, they used to have fresh food donated to them, but now somehow they only had canned goods, and some of them were expired, so they didn't really have as much fresh produce. So then my mom and I decided that I wanted to help, to donate my crops to them.
Amazing. And so this is the senior center where a lot of the elderly people need more nutrition, and now they have it instead of canned goods.
Yes.
So that is, so how does that work? You bring certain things there and the cook ends up making some meals out of them?
Every Friday, my mom and I would usually donate them a bunch of different crops. And since we've been donating them for about two years, we kind of figured out who likes what. Like, we might give we bag all of our stuff, and we might get like a whole bag of okra or someone, or a whole bag of eggplants, something like that, if they really enjoyed them.
Very good.
For the senior center, she will actually donate every Friday, and she individually packs everything so that they can carry it up to their apartment easily. There isn't a cook on staff, so she has really just branched out, and she has conversations with them. Like she says, she's able to tell you who likes okra, who prefers this type of salad, lettuce, or who can only eat yellow tomatoes because their digestive system can't take red tomatoes. So she's really pinpoint the community there. So that's always wonderful to get there on Fridays. And then she also donates to the soup kitchen, and that was just something that she ventured out with this year, because her goal last year was to do 100 pounds. This year she's done over 500, and her goal is over 1,000 pounds. As you can probably think of, we can't donate 1,000 pounds of fresh veggies to the senior center without it going bad.
Exactly. So, how do you, being the mom, and I have to commend you, Aisha, because she is a chip off the block, as one would say, and the kids emulate what they see in their parents, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And so you have really shown her, you know, the purpose of life is giving and serving others. So I want to thank you for being such a great parent.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and I'm sure you're doing quite a bit of the work as well.
We do, and our running joke in our house is this is the only time she can tell us, she can boss us around and tell us where she needs us to go. But
yes,
I mean it is a lot of work, but just to see the excitement on her face when she's out there harvesting and knowing that she's getting ready to donate. She's had a heart of gold since she was 3 years old, but she just always wanted to help. So to be able to have this outlet for her has definitely been a blessing.
Yes. And now, Cece, you have siblings?
Yes, I have two younger brothers named Kingston and Jackson.
Okay, and now
Jackson is 7 years old and Kingston is 4.
Oh, so they're smaller. So now, do they get in there and help you when you're? And do you have volunteers, other kids from school?
Yes, at some points, my mom would put out an email to people who are in garden club or people who want to help in the garden to harvest or to water, not stuff. And then my little brothers, they help me with like harvesting. And watering, too.
Yes. So you're teaching them. And so
yes.
They'll teach others as well, because it catches on. Yes. So now, with the kids that are out there listening, now they could actually get involved with Katie's Crops as well, if they chose to, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, say that they did, which would be a glorious thing. And I should mention that anyone that wants to go on Katie's Crops, it's Katie with a K, and Crop is with a K. So it's Katie's with an S, KatiesKrops.com. And you can go on there and get all the information and do what Cece is doing to serve the world and help people in need that need quality, that need food, but instead of a can or something, they're getting real quality food, authentic food, should we say. If someone's out there and, you know, say another kid is listening, or even because this show is going to be broadcasting a number of times, say that the child is thinking, gee, what can I do? What do they do to start, do you think, Cece? Like, is it just the thought that comes first and then you start getting ideas?
First, there's an application on the website. And for the application, you sign up for Katie's Crops. And then
it takes them a couple of weeks, couple of months to get everything situated, and then they make a decision.
And then they pick who they want in the who they want in Katie's Crops.
And then from there, what would you say they need to do? If they get accepted, what did you do? You start thinking about your garden.
We plan what they want for their garden, and they give you a grant. Remember how much?
The initial grant is for $500 for the first year.
So you can get all
that's
your
wonderful.
And seeds, and then after that, you can just garden away.
I see. And then you took the next step to talk with the farm and ask them or share with them what you were doing, and then they donated the land?
Yes.
So a lot of what we've done is a lot of research, a lot of reaching out to the community. She will reach out to the community to ask them to donate certain things. So a lot of her items in her garden for the first year, for example, her tomato cages, she had somebody locally that donated 35 to 40 tomato cages to her. And the Twin Hills Gardens has donated their 3 plots, and she has agreed to continue to give those 3 plots to Salitra every year as long as she's part of Katie's Crops.
Very good. Wow. We should mention that Katie Stagliano is actually starting her first year of college, and that's why she is very, very busy. And we were lucky enough to have Cece speak to all that is happening with Katie's Crops. Now, I know that there's a camp. Tell us, are you aware of the camp and how, you know, all the kids go, or how does that work? And if someone wanted to go, what would they need to do?
Yes, I went to the camp about two or three months ago. So first, the camp is at Summersville. So when we're at Summersville, it's a whole week long camp, and you're able to during camp, you are first able to check out, see everybody from the Katie's Crops. So we all meet up, and then afterwards, we might see, how foods are produced and how are they all put together in, like, stores.
What's the name of the farm you went to?
The farm is called
W.P. Rawl.
W.P. Rawl. And so when we go there, we learn more information about gardening. And next, we actually go to Katie's garden, and it's about a football field long.
Wow.
So then we harvest. So all the stuff that we've harvested, we weigh them, and then we go to her local church, and we have all those fresh crops that we have. We cook them, and we make meals for people, and then by around noon, evening, people come in, and we give them the food that we've cooked for them, so it's a Katie's Crops dinner.
Oh, so you're actually making a meal out of the crops and serving the community.
Yes.
Wow. And everybody comes from anywhere. Is it free or do they give donations? How does that work?
It's all free.
Wow. Now, if someone wanted to give a donation, they would go on katiecrops.com and
yes.
Give a donation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Well, we're coming up on a break in a few minutes, but before we go, before we go for a break, should I say, one of the things I wanted to kind of go over is how do you have time to do all these crops and weigh and do everything that is involved with harvesting and still go to school? And do you do anything else like softball or cheerleading?
When I'm in school, my mom and my parents, my little brother, they usually watch over the garden. And sports I do like after school is cheer. And then during fall, I do soccer.
Oh, you do? So you're doing all that as well?
Yes.
So there's, Aisha, so there's driving and picking up and dropping off and all of that.
Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot. But, you know, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. We've got a new system this year where she will only harvest twice a week because of her extracurricular activities and now going into middle school. So we will only harvest twice a week, and then we deliver on those same days so that the harvest is fresh within the 24 hours. And then part of that is giving to the food pantry, and we donate on days that they are actually doing grocery store days so that the the residents of Frederick County can come in and, you know, they can pick up tomatoes or cucumbers or anything of that nature if they were going to the local grocery store.
Wow.
And that's how everybody kind of built around the schedule. That's how we've kind of built the schedule now with what she's got going on now. We've dedicated 2 days to that. And then usually in the summer, I'm out there every morning. We'll get out there every morning. She has asthma, so I have to be careful in the heat. So there's a lot of manpower on myself and her dad. But, you know, it's a family, and we work together, so we just make sure that it gets done for her.
Right. Now, have you thought about volunteers from, you know, some of the other nonprofits will get some of their friends, the cousins, or kids at school to get involved in doing what needs to be done?
So at the school, she has the volunteers at the Garden Club available at the school. At her Twin Hills community farm, she really has a family there because it's 100 plots with 97 other people. So if she needs help, all we need to do is put up a sign and say, you know, we'll be out of town this week. Can someone please water? But she really has, she's got a method to her madness when she goes out there to harvest. She starts on one end and moves around to the other. So far she's been able to really just, keep it under control and be able to do it with just the five of us at Twin Hills. But definitely at the school, she will need help because with the expansion going in over there, she will have almost a quarter of an acre of land at the school.
Yeah, wow. That's, you know, it's, I just get overwhelmed with amazement as to what these little kids are doing and teaching the rest of us, the adults, of all that can be done by one person to help others in need. And if everyone could feel that same excitement and do the same in one way or another, I mean, it would the whole world would elevate in love, which is what we all thrive on, what we all yearn for, is to be cared for and loved.
Correct. So, yes, I agree.
Yes, it's just a beautiful thing. Well, we are coming up on a break, and for everyone out there, I wanted to share again, it's Katie's Crops with a K, KatiesKrops.com. And the show that you're listening, Kids for Love Project Radio Show, is heard every Wednesday and Saturday, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, and 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Saturday Eastern Time. So we are going to come back with more information and questions for Cece Harford and her mom, Aisha.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook. Do you sometimes feel like your life is a series of problems to be solved rather than an adventure to open to? Do your challenges often bring up fear, worry, anxiety, and confusion rather than empowering you to your core? Explore powerful tools and techniques offered by Mary O'Malley in her new book, What's in the Way is the Way, and experience ease, peace, joy, and a deep trust in this amazing adventure called life. To find out more about what Mary offers, visit her website at maryomalley.com.
An inspirational weekend of esoteric discovery, spiritual contemplation, and rejuvenation awaits you at Omega Institute, September 8th to 10th. Join British philosopher Neil Cramer for a deep inquiry into the metaphysical enigmas of the supernal flame. During this weekend workshop, you'll experience the beautiful embrace between divinity and nature, enjoy opportunities for inner reflection, and discover inner strength and quality fellowship. For 10% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for this workshop with British philosopher Neil Cramer. Learn more at eomega.org.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning, dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With a 40-year track record, pioneering holistic studies, and helping more than a million people find a deeper sense of purpose, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for an integrated approach to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. And it's on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come join Deborah Beauvais and young co-hosts every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern to celebrate kids making a difference. We invite kids to share stories of those helping others. And teachers can share new school programs that are creating harmony amongst the kids. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids who are helping others.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones who can change the world. We are the ones.
And we are back. You're listening to the Kids for Love Project radio show. This is Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast. And we are a syndicated, holistic, Boston-based internet radio station. You can listen online or get our app and listen on any of your mobile devices. And even in the cars from 2015 and up, the cars, you can have your Bluetooth program, your phone in there, and drive around wherever you are in the country and listen to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. And check out everything on our station site, all our amazing hosts, everyone coming from their heart and helping everyone come to a kind place of love in this world. So we are talking about Katie's Crops. It was started by Katie Stagliano, who's in South Carolina. She is now in college, her first year. And Katie's Cabbage was the inspirational true story of how a third grader from South Carolina grew a 40-pound cabbage in her backyard and donated it to help feed 275 people at a local soup kitchen. In her own words, Katie shares the story of the little cabbage seedling and the big ideas of generosity and service that motivated her to turn this experience into Katie's Crops, a national youth movement aimed at ending hunger one vegetable garden at a time. And then came our co-host, Cece Harford, 2 years ago, who heard about Katie's Crops from the Chew on TV and applied. There's an open enrollment on in October. She applied and was accepted, and she, in turn, has donated over 500 pounds of fresh food, not only to people in need, but also at senior centers. And she has just expanded from there, and she is an amazing young woman, I have to say, at 11 years old. And she's in Maryland, so kids from all over the country can apply. And we have Aisha Harford, her mom. So, Aisha, would you explain again about the open enrollment? And is it true that anyone in this country can enroll and start a garden?
Yes, as long as you're under the age of 18, between 8 and 18 years old, you can apply on the Katie's Crops website. There's an application that will be posted shortly within the next couple of weeks here, I would say early to mid-October. You just need to fill out the application process, print it out, fill it out, sign it, and then make sure that you have, obviously, a parent that's signing the application with you and send it back to Katie. The Katie's Crops Foundation. From there, it's really just the waiting process. You'll be able to tell your story, your vision as to why you would like to start a garden. And then once the application is either, once they've made their decision, then they will notify you via email. And from there, you will be granted a grant, which is usually approximately $500 for your first year. And then from there, you just have support. You've got the entire support for the Katie's Crops staff. You've got the support of the Katie's Crops growers that can really just help you just take off and just learn everything that you need to know about starting your first garden.
Wow. I just love it. There's so many ways to help people, but I love what you have to do to grow food. And then in turn feed, you're feeding the soul, you're feeding the bodies, you're feeding everything. So I just love it. I love it. And in this day and age, too, because so many families may not have the education to know what real food is. They may think going to McDonald's to have a burger is the way to go. So it's... You're Cece and your mom, you're both educating people on what real food is. So how do you feel about that, knowing that you're making a difference in that way as well?
Excited, and I feel really proud about it.
Yeah, you should. And so one of the other things I would like to mention is that your off-season, you get involved with the food drive. Is that what you do?
Yes, I do.
Now, what's different about that when you say food drive? What is that? What does it mean?
So she'll try to reach out to the community and just collect dry canned goods and boxes of food so that she can at least continue to give her family something during the off season. She has also started, this year she's looking to do a greenhouse within our home, and we're thinking about trying to purchase a greenhouse for the elementary school. So if that works, she may be able to donate full year. So fingers crossed.
Yes, amazing. So what do you need to be able to get that all together?
We will need...
Funds?
Definitely, yes.
Yes. Now, if someone wanted to donate funds for that greenhouse and what you're looking to do for all year long, how would they donate?
Well, you can donate directly to Katie's Crops. Salitra Cece is not yet a not-for-profit. She hopes to do that within the year. But the donations can either be sent to Katie Stagliano or her mom, Katie's Crops, the foundation there. The address is on the website, and then they will allocate the funds back out where needed within the growers.
Okay. And if someone donated specifically for CC, could they say that and then that would be delegated to you?
I believe so. I don't want to 100% say that, but I believe so. If anybody wanted to donate directly to CC, it can also go directly to her school. If they're looking for a tax deduction, she is taking donations through the school because everything that's going to the school will just go right back into the school too. So, for example, she just applied for a grant with Lowe's, a Toolbox for Education grant. They mm-hmm. were excited. They were just awarded the $5,000 grant, and that is what's going to help them expand her garden at the elementary school, and she's also starting a garden at the middle school.
Mm. Amazing. Wow. So, now, Cece, what do you see happening for your future? Will you be doing the Katie's Crops for a while? And I know you're only 11, but what do you see for your future?
I see myself doing Katie's Crops till the age limit, and then afterwards I see myself still growing crops at my house and donating them.
Yes. Have you ever thought about or do you like cooking? You could be a chef using all this food that you're growing.
Yes. I've also always wanted to be a chef in a bakery. And when it closes, I was going to have a dinner and I was going to use all the crops that I had to donate. I cook food and I'd give them to people.
And you like to bake as well?
Yes.
Do you have, as far as what you cook, do you have a special recipe, one that you really love to do all the time?
Not really. I don't have a special recipe yet, but I have a bunch of in mind.
What have you tried to cook still for the last? What are you? What's one of the ones that your favorites?
Favorite thing that I like to cook is spaghetti, and what I like to bake is baking cookies or cupcakes.
Mm. That sounds good. You could actually, you could make zucchini cupcakes and the tomato sauce for the spaghetti could be with those fresh tomatoes and you just whip them up in the blender. That fresh stuff. So I see that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
I was going to say, her goal this year is to do exactly what you just said. She's always asked, Mom, can I make meals for them and take them in? So our goal this year is hopefully if she can get to the 1,000-pound mark and we can keep that steady, she would like to host her first Katie's Crops dinner here in the Frederick, Maryland area.
Oh, so she would be able to do that as well.
Correct, yes. And the support that she would receive from Katie and her mom is just outstanding. They've been supportive to her since the beginning, and to have the support for them for Katie's Crops dinner, she's looking forward to it. So that's her 2018-2019 goal.
Wow, that's a big goal to be cooking all the food and Now, do you have a number of families that look for that food on a weekly basis?
Yes. Our,
the soup kitchen?
Yes. Our soup kitchen, we would donate to them every, how many times would we donate to them?
Well, at least once a week, sometimes twice, depending on your harvest. We mm-hmm. don't know exactly how many families they're feeding there every week. I do know that on Wednesdays, what did they tell you about Wednesdays?
They have trouble getting produce and donations on Wednesdays. So we're going to most likely donate on Wednesdays the most.
That's a good idea to fill that spot if they're having a challenge. So I just, it is phenomenal of everything that you're doing. I mean, it's one thing is the garden, but then to branch out to the school garden, to the senior center, wanting to do involved with cooking the food. I mean, I can see you. I could see you on radio and TV, making meals and teaching other kids how to get in the kitchen, and goes from, you know, farm to table, as they say.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yes. What keeps you inspired, do you think, Cece?
Just donating to people and seeing how thankful they are for the produce that they get.
Very good. And now there's a youth advisory board at Katie's Crops, and you're on that board. Now, what does that mean? What do you have to do?
Basically, we just, since Katie is in college, we just basically help around with Katie's Crops, making sure like people have like their having their harvest and they're uploading what they're doing weekly, like just pictures and hours. And we also do grant research.
That must be hard to do. The grant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and do you reach out to, like I know you mentioned you've got a grant coming from Lowe's, so do you go around to some of the lodge, like Target and different places, sharing your story with the hopes that they'll help?
Well, she just started locally with the Maryland Extension Office. So we've gotten she's gotten a lot of resources from them on ways that they can help us. They've offered up their kitchen to her, so if she wants to start at least doing meals there, and or she also looked into showing kids how to can or preserve their fresh fruits and veggies. So she's got a lot of opportunities. She's reached out. She's reached out to Bonnie's Plants to see if they will donate seeds. She's reached out to Wegmans. She's reached out to Walmart. So she'll tap into the larger chains just to see if any of them are willing to donate. Because, as you know, at the end of the season, a lot of that stuff gets tossed, and she hates to see that anything go to waste.
Right, right. Yes. Wow. So we're coming up on towards the end of the show, and I want to be sure, is there, you know, what would you tell the kids out there that might want to help other people? Maybe not so much, maybe they're not going to do Katie's Crops, but they're going to do something else. But how do they get inspired? Like, how do they start? What would you say, Cece?
I would say that they can do it in many different opportunities, and there are many opportunities out there to help people in need.
Very good. And isn't it amazing, both Aisha and Cece, that in this country that there are people that go to bed hungry, kids that are hungry, and that should be eliminated. And you're doing an amazing job to help that, stamp that out, as one would say.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. As I said when we first met you, we should clone you.
He's got all shy on you.
Now, Aisha, what would you, as the mom, certainly earlier I was commending you on being an amazing parent that teaches your children to serve others and think beyond themselves. Although we have to learn to love ourselves. I mean, it all comes around in one circle of life. But how do you feel as a mom having a child like this that really is motivated and committed to doing all this good work?
You know, I tell her all the time, and when I have this conversation, I tell her that she inspires me to be a better person every day, because when I'm tired, she just continues to keep pushing through. And, Mom, we need to take care of this, and we need to do this. So she's made me a better person. And it's amazing to me, like you said before, that to have children at this age that care the way they do, to make sure that they're dedicated with everything that they've got going on, especially as they get older, with school and studies and extracurricular activities, that they still, at this age, take time out to still remember others. We recently visited the senior center, and one of the seniors there, the residents there, really just pulls Felicia Cece aside, and she cried. She said because the seniors get forgotten, especially with the young kids this age. They usually get put in the senior center, and nobody ever comes to visit them or to come say hi or even alone bring food. So just to see the light on their face when she pulls up, they're running down out of their apartments just to meet her. So it's a great opportunity. We've been blessed with the opportunity, and just to see every year her vision just unfold.
And she's
never
going to
get any better than that.
yes, and she's so full of ideas, and which is a beautiful thing. Yeah, and that energy, you know, I'm all about the energy, and that can be felt. And I feel very strongly that more kids and more adults that get involved with serving others, you fill yourself up with love, as mentioned, and then that actually shifts the energy so that more people will see that, you know, we're all one big heartbeat. We're all from the same source and celebrating each other, different cultures. We're all interconnected, and it's a beautiful thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and to get her community involved, to get the 20 to 25 kids involved that are dedicated 2 days a week to come out and help her in the garden. It's not only, it's a STEM project for them, but now it's more of a, it's a learning. She's teaching them what's the difference between good soil, bad soil, how do we manipulate the soil, and how do you harvest a sunflower. That was just amazing to the kids to be able to see a sunflower being harvested for the first time. You know, most kids and even adults, all they see is what they see at the grocery store, like you said before. Most of them have never seen what a lettuce or a fresh tomato looks like. You know, they see it in thought. So, it's been a great opportunity.
Yeah, I can see, and at so many levels, you know, so many levels to it that she's doing, and then there's so many levels to it that it's making a difference. It's just not one piece; it's everywhere, and it's expanding, the joy of giving as well.
Yeah.
So, Cece, I know you're probably going to go to college. What do you see? Have you thought about what you'd like to do when you're older? After the Katie's Crops, when you're 18, and you mentioned some things. But, what do you see yourself doing, say, 10 years from now?
Owning my own restaurant and bakery.
Owning it. Okay, you're going to own it. And you'll be the director of what kind of menu you'll have. And I know it'll be all fresh food and herbs. And you're just a joy. So, we're at the end of the show, and I just want to thank you so much for being such an incredible person. And your mom, too, Aisha. You're just a beautiful family, so I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And we thank you, too. We really
thank
do.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. And just another time as we go out, I wanted to put out katiescrops.com. Katie with a K, crops with a K, and it's open enrollment in October. And any child out there that would love to get involved with growing your own garden, and it, as you can see, it just expands from there, all you have to do is go there on the website, fill out the enrollment document and turn it in and see what happens. And we've got Cece, who's 11 years old, started at 3 years old with her mom, Aisha Hartford. And don't forget Katie Stagliano, who started this at the young age of 9. And this is what you can do with this. And, you know, just to start something is easy enough. And then it has a life of its own. So with that said, thank you again, Cece. We may have you down the road. We'll have you back on and see what you're up to. How's that?
Fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. That's it for today on the Kids for Love Project Radio Show. Every Wednesday, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday, 9 and 9 on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.